That's a bonny thing.
What will you do with it? Are you going to tell the police that it's been found?
All in good time, my dear doctor. All in good time.
I want to see you, Horner. In here.
Alice.
You've got 2 minutes. Remember what I said.
Oh, thank God you're here.
Oh, John. John.
What did he mean? What did he say to you?
I'm supposed to ask you where you stashed it.
So that's why they let you see me.
But why don't you tell them, John?
What?
They say it'll be easier for you if you do.
You think I did it? You really think I...
John! How could you be such a fool?
Ah, come in, Doctor. I was beginning to think that you were going to miss the excitement.
Unfortunately, my patients haven't yet learned to be ill, only between the hours of 9 and 5:30.
Yeah, some restorative medicine.
Oh, thank you. Compliment your very good health. Ah, that's excellent.
Mr. Henry Baker. Mm. He's admirably punctual.
Do you think he did have anything to do with the robbery?
Well, I speculate. We shall soon know.
What about the man Bradstreet's arrested? Is he innocent?
I cannot tell.
He had a wife and 2 children.
Had a previous conviction.
He's continued to protest his innocence. Suppose he's not the thief. What sort of Christmas are his family going to
have? I'm interested in facts, not suppositions. Come in.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Mr. Henry Baker, I presume?
Correct, sir.
Pray come in and sit by the fire, Mr. Baker. It's a cold night, and I observe that your circulation is more adapted for summer than for winter.
Thank you, Mr.
Holmes, and this is my friend and colleague, Dr. Watson.
Good evening, sir. Doctor. I saw your advertisement in the Echo, gentlemen.
Excellent. Is that your hat, Mr. Baker?
Yes, sir. That is undoubtedly my hat. I thought never to see it again. Or my specimen of Anser domesticus.
Ah, yes, your goose. I'm afraid we were compelled to eat it.
To eat it?
Yes, it would have been no use to anyone had we not done so.
Oh, dear.
Chin up, Mr. Baker. Look on the sideboard.
The sideboard, sir?
Ah. I presume that goose, which is about the same weight...
and perfectly fresh...
will answer your purpose equally well?
Oh, certainly, certainly.
Of course, we still have the feathers, legs, crop, and, so on of your own bird, if you so wish.
They might serve as relics of my adventure, but beyond that, I can hardly see what use the disjecta membra of my late acquaintance are going to be to me.
Here is your hat, then.
And here is your bird.
Thank you, gentlemen.
By the way...
Mr. Holmes?
Would it bore you to tell me where you got the other goose from? I'm something of a fowl fancier, and I've seldom seen a better-grown bird.
Certainly, sir. There are a few of us who frequent a particular tavern near the British Museum. We are to be found in the museum itself during the day, you understand. Studying.
Quite so.
Yes. Well, this year, our good host, Windigate by name, instituted a goose club, by which, on consideration of some few pence every week, we were to receive a bird at Christmas.
An admirable arrangement.
Indeed, sir. For such a one as I, to whom shillings are not so plentiful as once they were, it was a godsend. And then to have both bird and headgear snatched from my person. Well, enough of that.
And what is the name of this excellent hostelry?
Yes, the Alpha Inn.
Alpha Inn. Thank you.
A very good evening to you, Mr. Baker.
Good night, Mr. Holmes. Dr. Watson.
Good night.
And the compliments of the season to you both. And to you, sir.
Well, it's quite certain that he knows nothing whatsoever about the matter. Poor old soul. Why was he so embarrassed about his studies?
I fancy he values the museum as much for its warmth and its comfort as for its books. Now, Doctor, what are your plans for the evening? Is Mrs. Watson standing anxiously in the window awaiting your return to home and hearth?
Not now I've told her what happened this morning. She knows you far too well. Tell Mr. Holmes I'd appreciate having you back by the new year, she said.
Splendid! Come along, then!
Thank you.